New figures from the National Transport Authority show a record number of people used public transport last year, with the numbers rising by almost a quarter in a year. Some 308 million passenger journeys were made during 2023, which is higher than the pre-COVID levels. Dublin Bus and Éireann Éireann say, however, that they experienced some capacity challenges as a result of the increased numbers. The CEO of the National Transport Authority is Anne Graham. She's on the line now. Good afternoon, Anne Graham. Welcome to the programme. This growth that you're reporting in passenger numbers, is it across the board, and what's driving it?
I think it is generally across the board, but we probably have seen much higher increases on bus services and light rail services than we would on heavy rail services. But we are seeing recovery post-COVID across all our public transport. But we have invested quite a significant amount in new public transport services right around the country through our Connecting Ireland programme and new town bus services, as well as improvements in the Dublin Bus Connects network as well, where we've been increasing our the frequency of services right across Dublin City.
It's a big year-on-year increase, but if we go back to the pre-COVID figures, 2019, the last of those pre-COVID numbers, it's about a 5% increase on 2019, isn't it?
That's right, it's 5%, and 2019 would have had high growth of about 9% on the previous year as well. So a 5% growth is very good for public transport generally. Normally you would see in and around 1, 2% kind of matching the growth in the economy. So to recover from COVID as well as grow by 5% on 2019 numbers is actually a really good result, and is actually probably unique across Europe as well, where a lot of public transport operators are still recovering post-COVID.
Is it so good though, really? Because the population has grown by a not dissimilar figure, about 4% since 2019. So really, you're running to stand still.
Well, I think we've gone a little bit beyond that, Brian. So, and also you have to take into account that people's travel patterns have also changed as well. So we've more people working from home and hybrid working. So there's less people probably commuting at peak times, but we're seeing growth in off-peak travel. So people are travelling during the day, but also in the evenings and Saturdays and Sundays as well. So public transport is being used for a much more variety of trips, not just commuting, which would have been the tradition of most journeys, I suppose, that you planned for.
Proportionately, that the same number of people are using public transport as was the case 5 years ago.
And they're using it at different times of the day, so it means that it's becoming an even more efficient service because we can provide services and we are extending our services into nighttime, evening times and the weekends, Ireland as well.
Is it more efficient? People, of course, talk about the phantom buses, the ones that appear on the displays that never appear, capacity issues, buses going by, stops because they're full, passengers being left on the side of the road.
Well, of course, at peak times, we do find that we have capacity issues. And what we're doing, working with our operators, is to provide additional services to meet that capacity, to meet that demand. So at times, yes, we do need to provide additional capacity. And we are finding pinch points have arisen since last year. And we're working with operators to meet that demand. But at the same time, we're also looking at improving the infrastructure around our public transport services as well. So we were delighted to see two planning permissions being received now for Bus Connect's infrastructure for Dublin. And we want to now move forward with providing, the road space for bus, walking and cycling, and have an even more efficient and reliable public transport service.
So the plan in Dublin, and there's also Bus Connect schemes for, I think, Cork and Galway, other urban centres, but in Dublin it's 12 routes on Bus Connect.
That's right. 12 corridors.
Yeah. And at the moment you've got planning permission for, is it one?
For two of the 12, yeah. With hopefully more coming this year.
It seems pretty slow progress.
No, we obviously we would have liked to see the planning progress being a little bit quicker, but we are now happy to be able to progress with construction as soon as possible, hopefully starting in 2025.
Very good. Anne Graham, CEO of National Transport Authority, thank you for that.